It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio on this beautiful day. And join me once again is Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Greenhouse with another garden show, Dwayne.
Hey, Paul. It's sure is a nice day out. Sun's out, and it's not terribly warm, so fun being in the greenhouse here.
And the right temperature, I think, to be outside working, right?
Exactly. And there's really not a lot of bugs outside, so get a lot of things done out there.
Yeah. I have a question. When do bugs come out?
Well, you know, it's been kind of dry, okay? The bug's life cycle increases with how much heat we get. So the warmer it gets, the quicker the life cycle or the quicker the bugs are going to come out. So being a little cool kind of pushes that back.
Yeah, all right, I could go along with that for a while.
Yeah. I'd like to wish all the moms out there Happy Mother's Day. Big, busy, busy week for us. We do a lot of things for moms with all our fresh cut bouquets and our greenhouse hanging baskets and all that type of stuff. So.
Yeah, I was over there the other day, Dwayne. We're doing a live broadcast over there. And hey, by the way, thanks for lunch. That was fun.
You're welcome. It was good.
It was good.
We had hobo taco from Tim's across the street.
Yeah, we did. It was great. And I got to visit with your help there and your wife, and that was fun.
Yep. Again, they're really busy doing a lot of fresh cut flowers. And I don't know if you've been watching the news on or listening to it. They're saying there's a flower shortage out there. And we've had some problems getting certain flowers, you know, some daisies and carnations and certain roses.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of blaming that on the pandemic.
Right.
A lot of people aren't out in the flower fields, and so they've laid off some labor, and then all of a sudden the demand's there back up there, and so it takes a while to grow those flowers. And
mm-hmm.
So there's a few things, but we have lots of flowers for mom, so call in your order or stop in.
Right. Okay. Well, we're going to open up the phone lines now for any garden or lawn question for Dwayne. Give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301, and we could use some questions. We won't put your name on the air, just your question.
Well, we will if you want us to.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. We got a good question there, though, Paul, if you will.
Well, let's start with our plant of the week, Dwayne.
Okay, yeah. I put on there fresh-cut flowers, and I kind of explained that a little bit with the concern, too. But fresh-cut flowers, mom always likes that, and if you see the picture on Facebook there, we do have a lot of the roses and the lilies, and we can make about anything you want. And so call your order in or stop in, and fresh cut flowers is the plant of the week. And our concern is getting those flowers, but we pretty much got that under control. So I think a lot of
mm-hmm. Well, you had a lot of flowers when I was there.
Yeah, we have lots of flowers. You know, it's like the Christmas tree story, is that there's always a shortage of Christmas trees right before Christmas, but I think they like to say that, so they
right.
Kind of get us excited.
Yep. Once again, our phone number here is 320-598-7301, and give us a lawn or garden question for Dwayne. Dwayne, we have one question here. Ornamental grasses. Let's talk about that a little bit. Pink Molly or Cotton Candy, purple fountain grass, pampas grass, will these work good in our area? Are there any perennials, and does Heather Nursery carry them? That's the long question there.
Yeah, a lot of answers. The first one she listed, cotton grass, pink molly, pampas grass, okay, and purple fountain grass are all zone 6 grasses. That means they won't survive the winters here. So if you're going to grow those, they're going to have to be annual grasses, and they don't expect them to come back. Or if you're down in Missouri, they'll come back. don't have those. except we do have purple fountain grass because that grows really fast. Put that in a lot of planters or outside. It's a red grass, grows really fast, shoots out a seed head. It's very pretty. We sell a lot of purple fountain grass, but it's not winter hardy here.
Right.
So
I was interested in the cotton candy grass. What is that?
You know what? You should look that up. It's really cool. It's kind of a bright cherry red, fluorescent pinky colors. Very attractive. You could grow it as an annual, but it's not gonna winter here.
Okay.
So, but it's really cool.
Where is that found in the United States then?
Well, it's a zone 6, so you're gonna have to be down south, and you'll find that. But it's a warm season grass, so it's got to be hot for that to grow.
Okay. Now, when you say zone 6, what does that mean?
The United States or the whole world is divided into zones. And that, when it basically goes into how cold it gets in the winter, that's like we're rated to a minus 20 degrees. We're zone 4, okay? And then farther south you go, it goes zone 5, like in Iowa. Zone 6 is Missouri. And we're actually zone 4B. And the B part is the soil type. We're a alkaline soil. So minus 20 below, plant's supposed to be able to survive that if it's a zone 4 plant. And it's getting a little warmer, they're saying, so zone 5 is creeping up, so we try a few zone 5 plants around here.
Okay. All right, we have some calls coming in.
Well,
and
I'm going to finish that question.
Yep, go ahead.
What, we do have a lot of annual grasses here, such as zebra grass, which has a yellow stripe through it. We do have the purple fountain grass. We also have a really cool grass. It's graceful grasses. It's called Ping Tut, which is a papyrus grass. That one's really cool. We got blue arrow grass, which is neat. It looks like shooting arrows, blue color, and that's almost gone. We've sold a lot of that already. That one's really pretty cool. And as our perennial grasses, we have Carl Forrester, red October grass, cool as ice, blue fescue grass, and a few other ones. So stop in and check that out. Be glad to talk to you about them.
What's a good hardy grass for Minnesota then to plant?
These are all ornamental grasses, mm-hmm. Okay? So you'd plant these like you plant a shrub. Carl Forrester, you see that a lot. It gets about 4 feet high, then it shoots plumes or the seed head above that. And these are all clump grasses. That means they don't send out underground rhizomes and spread all over. So all these are pretty cool.
Okay. Now if I just get rid of my I can't believe the dandelions that are all popping up already.
Yeah, you can spray those. And if you have Creeping Charlie, get a product called Weed Free Zone. It'll take care of both of those.
Okay. All right, our next question, Dwayne, comes from a caller listening. What can you put in the bottom of pots so you don't have to use so much dirt?
Dirt? Well, you can put, a lot of times if I have a big container, I take a cheaper container, a plastic pot, turn it upside down in there, and then that kind of gives a void inside your pot. Some people use packing peanuts, or if you collect aluminum cans, you can put aluminum cans in the bottom of that. And if your object is to save money, I don't know if you're going to do that. Dirt's not bad. Soil isn't that expensive. But
yeah, I was going to say, why not just put all soil in the pot, right?
Yeah, well, sometimes reason for being heavy, it gets heavy.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah. So aluminum cans or crushed up cans or invert another pot in there. You could put stones in there, but if you're not considered, you know, you're not worried about the weight of it.
Right.
Or else put soil in there.
Yeah. Someone was wondering about covering their plants the other night because it was so cold. It got around 32, 31 degrees or something. Did a lot of people cover their plants?
Yeah, they did, or they're probably sad.
Okay.
It depends on what plants you had. If you had plant impatiens or plants that have a high water content, they'd freeze faster, and begonias, impatiens, don't like it to even get close to 32 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Pansies and petunias, will tolerate some of that colder weather, but you don't want to get it much colder than 32 degrees and have your plants out there.
Okay.
What I would suggest is to acclimate your plants. That means if you go to a greenhouse and buy plants, you should acclimate them. And it's more than just the sunshine and the coolness. It's also the weather, the wind blowing out there. Buy your plants, set them outside. Don't put them right out in the sun because they will sunburn. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you had plants or geraniums that you've covered, you know, bringing in from out from your house that you've had over winter, and you put them out in the sun, they will sunburn.
Okay.
So put them in the shade. Let the wind get to them so they blow a little bit. And if it's going to get cold, then you bring them back in the house.
Okay. All right. Well, I know Mother's Day is Sunday, and talk a little bit about what you have for Mother's gifts there at Heather.
We have a lot of stuff for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. I call it Mother's Week, so...
Don't wait till the last second, right?
Don't wait till the last minute. We have fresh floral bouquets, all colors, you know, and whatever variety, or we have them all made up if you want to come and look in all different price ranges. Hanging basket, combo baskets, that's very popular on Mother's Day. We have them from 1999 to, I just made up one for a lady with special basket in there, and it's $59.99, so we can make it whatever you need. Container pots, we also have candles and flags and lawn ornaments and bird baths and all kinds of stuff like that. You were over at Monty yesterday and did a thing with Randy, and you kind of went over that, more of those our gift supplies there.
Yeah, Randy's got a lot of gifts. Well, you do too, a lot of gifts, the candles and everything.
The candles is cool. I think you like the candles, and
yeah.
We brought back the gardening flags too, and we have a lot of lawn ornaments, the spinner deals, and all kinds of fun things if you're into all that type of stuff.
Yep. Yeah, I was over visiting with Randy yesterday, and had him on the radio, and he's got a lot of nice gifts there, and this place is smelling really good. I tell you, with the candles and the flowers, couldn't beat that.
Yep. So we basically have very similar products in our Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison stores. So if we are running out of some in one store, we switch back and forth. We also have wind chimes. We've been selling a lot of wind chimes lately. And,
all right.
If you check. Okay, we're about done.
Yeah,
happy
about
Mother's
done.
Day to everybody out there. Moms.
Right. When are you open, Dwayne?
We're open here. I guess we have a little difference in our store hours here, but in Dawson, we're open from 8 o'clock till 5 o'clock. In Montevideo, it's 9 to 5:30, and I think Madison is similar in that. And we'll be open a little extended hours here for Mother's Day. So, and gardening. Our greenhouses are jam-packed full of flowers and vegetables.
All right. Real good, Dwayne. Thanks. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
You bet. Happy Mother's Day, all of you moms.
Yep. All right, that's Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral and Greenhouse, and that's another garden show here on Q92.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. News and weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.